Rebecca, how much do you know about the Villanova program? I know you're just from a couple hours away or whatever from up there. How they seem to always be in the mix for championships. What do you know about that program?
I just know that. Developing players. I have a friend that's committed there, but I don't really know too much, but I just know they're a really good program.
Two games into your college career, what's been the biggest difference between high school basketball and college basketball?
Really the speed and the strength, and just understanding each play is a big play and each possession matters, so just really understanding the game and the strength and speed.
How big of an adjustment is it to not have to be that guy that's scoring, carrying the load, really, just to be a role guy, basically?
That is a difference, but I would really care about winning, so that doesn't affect me as much. I'd rather win than have 40 and have a loss.
What part of your game do you feel like you need to develop the most? I know you said it, the speed of the game is a lot faster than high school, but what do you feel like you need to improve on in order to get more minutes?
Really just the execution part and understanding the game more and understanding what we want to do and how we want to do it, but just really that part, execution.
Kai, you given any thought to what this weekend might mean to you, given your story and how you got here and just being on a national stage like that?
It's really big for me. It's really big for me, but more importantly, it's big for our team, and we can show the whole country that who we are and what we're about and that we're a national championship caliber team.
Describe the difference when 1080 Chandler's on the court at the same time you are and you guys are playing together.
Oh, I love it. I love it because I love playing with other guys of my size and just and.
Excuse me, I forgot to lower this mic when I left. Is it down low enough?
Good one.
Look, this makes me feel good. Look, huh?
Got you.
Say walk away for him. Come on, one time.
Walk away.
Walk away.
Yeah, he's hilarious. He got jokes all the time.
Zakai, a lot of coaches and teammates have said you kind of play the game fearlessly. You know, is that something that at your size, that's the way it's got to be? I mean, just the way going in there with some of those trees and the way you're playing?
Really, I wouldn't say it's too much about my size. I'd rather just say it's just much me wanting to win. Because you being nervous, you're going to play nervously, and your whole game will change. So you just playing fearlessly, no matter who's in front of you, that will make you play how you really play.
Is it kind of outside of basketball, what's it been like going from a New York City kid to living down south and living in Knoxville?
It's much different, but I'm loving it because it's in New York City. Is a lot of distractions here. Is I'm more focused and I'm just loving it.
What's your favorite part about the South so far?
The people. They are way more friendly. they always ask you how you're doing, no matter what. If they know you, if they don't know you, the people are just very friendly.
What do you miss the most?
I would say my friends and family, but really, like, just the scenery. I used to just walk around New York City just to walk around, like, no plans, no friends, just me by myself, so I really miss that.
Going in terms of the way that your recruiting kind of blew up there at the end, you know, you got some much bigger offers, obviously places like Tennessee got involved. Did you know the entire time that you were that level of a player and you just needed a chance to show it?
I felt like it, but other people were telling me that I wasn't, but I always knew to bet on myself. My mother always told me to bet on myself, coaches. So once I finally started getting recognition, I don't really want to say I was surprised, but it was more so like I knew I could do it. And I didn't let anybody tell me I couldn't.
Zakai, can you describe Rod Clark and Justin Gainey's, impact on the locker room and on the court?
Oh, it's great. They own us just as much as Coach Barnes. It's never really like – they tell us when we're doing good, but they let us know, like, you can't do this. You got to do better in this. You're doing this well, but you could do better in this. So it's just they always want to see us improve it, and I love it.
Josiah said a few weeks ago that, he knew pretty quickly he could tell you were a Tennessee guy, just like the way you carry yourself, the way you play the game. Mm-hmm. When you hear something like that from a veteran like him, is that something that you sort of appreciate?
Yeah, I never even heard that, but that does mean a lot to me. And just knowing the background of the program, and the guys that they had before in the past, that definitely does mean a lot.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.